Citizen Power, online article. Springfield Online, posted April 11th. On her way to school one morning, Springfield Middle School student Louisa Perez saw her friend nearly get hit by a car.
"A car hit a bump and swerved off the road. It went into the grass where Tia was walking," explains Perez. "Kids walk in that area on their way to school because there are no sidewalks on Crossway Boulevard."
That afternoon, Perez went to her leadership club meeting and talked about the dangerous situation. Other students said they had witnessed similar dangers and agreed this was a genuine safety concern. Club members decided to make an earnest effort to solve the problem. The leadership club's advisor, teacher Kevin Junace, helped students think of ways they could solve the problem. Students brainstormed a long list of ideas and then began to modify it, adding and deleting items.
"I didn't want to see their enthusiasm diminished," says Junace, "but I knew that we had to figure out what was realistic. Their first idea, building the sidewalks themselves, wasn't realistic. That's a job for professionals."
Junace adds, "The students did the research and I tried to help them focus on how to accomplish their goal. It was exciting when they finally got an appointment to present their idea to the State Transportation Authority."
"The First Amendment of the Constitution gives us the right to petition our government," says Perez, "and that is exactly what we did."
At the Transportation Authority's next meeting, not a single person voted to protest the plan to build new sidewalks. Perez says,
"I was afraid the idea might be controversial. The sidewalks cost $50,000. Fortunately, there was no conflict because everyone agreed. We accomplished what we set out to do."
Soon the boulevard will be safe. Mayor Singh announced construction of the sidewalks will be completed this week.